Hello and welcome to This Day in History. My name is Rory St. John. This is WHRW Binghamton. On January 5th, 1643, in the first record of a legal divorce in the American colonies, Anne Clark of the Massachusetts Bay Colony is granted a divorce from her absent and adulterous husband, Dennis Clark, by the Quarter Court of Boston, Massachusetts.
Ye faith, Goody Clark, your claim being that your husband doth play his music, that being the recorder, too loudly when thou doth wishest to sleep?
Yes, 'tis true. I can barely get a night full of sleep. I am seeing strange visions of demons during the day, and I can only think it is because of this devilish music he plays all night.
Well, then the solution is twofold. Mr. Clark.
Yes?
You are clearly a witch for playing the recorder so loud. I sentence you to be burned at the stake.
Nay, let me speak on me behalf.
Yes, do that.
My wife, while she says I stay up all night playing the recorder, is wrong. She has no appreciation for music like me. I stay up all night playing the harpsichord.
Yea, I appreciate no such music at 3 a.m. when all gentle folk should be sleeping.
Except for me, I like playing the recorder.
I think we're overlooking a larger issue here. Namely, that music
is... Harpsichord appreciation?
Hey, which of us is the magistrate here?
I am.
Yes, but which of us is the preacher? That's me. Thank you. Now, I think you're all forgetting that music, like all kinds of fun, is an abomination unto God and illegal in the Massachusetts colony.
Yeah,
done.
You got us on that. Yeah.
Wow.
My bad.
Have fun being set on fire. Also, divorce granted.
Most people don't realize that divorce does come from the French, which means to burn someone at the stake. However, this does also teach us an important lesson that we shouldn't play inconsiderately loud music in the middle of the night. This is This Day in History on WHRW Binghamton.